As part of our Young at Art series, VPR's Bob Kinzel looks at the struggles that led to a kind of rebirth for a Central Vermont artist and the way art can transform the lives of people who are dealing with serious health issues.
Our story begins with Maureen Burgess, a well-established artist here in Vermont. She's had a long and celebrated career as a painter, printmaker, and graphic designer. 10 years ago, she helped create a major art gallery in Berlin at the Central Vermont Medical Center.
We're entering the gallery now. This is the door that most people walk through from the parking lot and the other office buildings. And so right when you walk in, we have the title and then the artist's statement, so people have a sense that there's something going on here.
The art gallery occupies four huge walls on the main level of the hospital. It's a place to bring in new art, but Burgess hopes it's doing something even more.
Thousands of people walk through here every week. I mean, literally, thousands of people. And what better thing than to introduce them to something that's not related to being ill?
Hanging on these gallery walls now are oil paintings of all sizes, from the very small to the very large, by Montpelier artist Amelia Olson. She just turned 40 and is a graduate of the School of the Museum of Fine Arts at Tufts University. Olson describes her paintings as, quote, atmospheric, surreal layers that reveal familiar images. She likes to mix dark colors with bursts of bright images. Upon graduation, she questioned her career as an artist because she doubted her ability to meet the artistic standards established by the school. She moved back to Vermont and temporarily put her ambitions on hold while she made a living as a painting contractor. She placed a lot of her artwork from college in a storage box at her parents' house, and that box soon took on a special meaning for her.
But once I closed that box, it was like I couldn't reach into that place again where I was making work in the way that I expected myself to make work. And so it really was that box and the storage of all that work really did represent an ending for me, is what I felt at the time.
There was little time to work on her art, and over a period of 15 years, her creative feelings slowly disappeared. And this is when curator Maureen Burgess comes back into the story. They bumped into each other at a local bakery. Burgess was a family friend, and she pleaded with Olson to take the next year to prepare new artwork for an exhibition at the hospital. Olson reluctantly agreed. The big question was how to restart her creative process. This journey brought her back to the box.
What I needed to do was not have a blank canvas in front of me, but actually have the pieces of work that I'd put into that storage box in front of me, and they became the raw materials for the show.
Olson applied layers of new paint to the old pictures, created many new images, sanded some of the surfaces, and in some cases, she physically cut the paintings to make three-dimensional works of art. The title of her exhibition at the hospital gallery is called, quote, Resurfacing. It reflects her approach to her new artwork and the changes that have taken place in her life.
Because I had something to respond to and have a conversation with as I was painting, and I could also, at the same time as making new work, let go of this old work that had become very precious and crystallized for me.
Olson says she approached making her new art very differently after a 15-year layoff. A rigid structure espoused by the college had been replaced by a more creative and spontaneous spirit.
But what I didn't do this time, which I used to spend a lot of time on, is I didn't worry about bringing a particular rendering skill set to the painting. I didn't worry about trying to make this particular image really look three-dimensional in space. I was really worried about that in the past.
And although she hadn't created new art for more than a decade, Olson discovered that she had grown as an artist through her other life experiences.
The things that I learned about color and the things I learned about composition and what makes a good piece of artwork, what's compelling to me and potentially to others, that all developed in that time, even though I wasn't making work.
Olson says the reaction to her exhibition has been very positive, and she plans to stay in Vermont as she considers her next step as an artist. But for right now, she's taking a very cautious approach.
And thinking just too big without being grounded is what got me in trouble after school. And I think that's potentially a lot of artists run into that, but certainly for me, that was a problem. So I am trying to just be like, can I get into the studio this weekend? That's kind of where I'm at.
Amelia Olson's exhibit at the Central Vermont Medical Center Art Gallery will continue through this coming weekend. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.